Brother Todd Green from the Leduc congregation will now develop the theme, Imitate Jesus' Use of Power, Loving Husbands.
Some of history's most powerful men were often unpredictable and even cruel to those closest to them. But now contrast that with Jesus Christ. Jesus was the most successful and obviously the most powerful man who ever lived. And yet he was always consistent and loving in the way he dealt with others. See, Jesus truly loved his disciples. And that's been evident through our program, the videos, the powerful expressions of love that he showed towards them. But how did others feel in his presence? Did they feel intimidated? Did they feel insecure because if they were around such a powerful individual? On the contrary, they were drawn to Jesus. They found refreshment in being in association with him. Well, when husbands imitate Jesus' loving mental attitude, then their headship becomes a real blessing to the family. Well, let's look at those two aspects of Jesus' consistency and how he treated others. First of all, we could ask the question, how consistent was Jesus? Well, I invite you to open your Bibles and turn with me, please, to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So Jesus was consistent. He was dependable. He was reliable. But particularly in his spiritual routine. And this was evident by his zeal, his love. Jesus made it a priority. Even though he was very busy, Jesus always, whether he had to get up early in the morning, made sure he set time aside for this spiritual routine. And it was evident to others. Often they would find Jesus, perhaps praying to his Father. Well, family heads, you acquire freeness of speech when you too hold to a regular routine of prayer, a Bible and study and Bible reading. But usually to be successful, it depends how we personally feel about these things. So we can ask you husbands, do you look forward to your spiritual activities? Because how you feel about this will be evident to your family. It'll greatly influence what they choose to do. You see, in Jesus' case, his example, it compelled others to want to imitate him. And certainly that's what we want of our families. What about Jesus' treatment of others? Well, again, husbands do well to look to Jesus' example. When they're offering counsel or making decisions that affect the family, they can look to how Jesus dealt with others. We're going to look at the occasion of Peter and Jesus at Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 through 27. And in this account, it's when Peter and Jesus were going to the temple, and the individual approached them and asked the question, does your teacher pay the temple tax? What happens? Well, Peter immediately says, well, sure. Was that true? No. But how was Jesus going to handle this situation? Did he say, there you go again, Peter, speaking before you think. Now look, I mean, I don't have to pay this tax. Just go pay it. Well, nowhere in the scriptures is there any indication that Jesus became irritated with Peter. But rather, Jesus lovingly led Peter to the right understanding. He asked questions such as, what do you think? He reasoned with them. And then when Jesus was coming up with the solution to the problem, he used expressions such as we, or you and me. So he included himself. He didn't leave it to Peter to fix it. Peter must have appreciated that. Husbands should also exercise their headship in a reasonable way. It's not a dictatorship. They're not to be bossy decision makers. Well, what is one way a husband could demonstrate that? Well, they could allow their family members to freely express their opinions, maybe when it comes to activities, and then whenever possible, to enjoy some of those preferences. Well, now we're going to look in at a family, and we're going to watch a husband do just that. Notice how he concludes his family worship session.
So it looks like we're all ready for the ministry this weekend, but now I'm thinking we should do something after service on Saturday. It's supposed to be really nice weather, and so I'm thinking we should come up with something as a family. Any suggestions?
What to do? Oh, you know what? There's that big football game this weekend. You know, that team's coming from out of town. They're fighting for that last playoff spot. We haven't gone to a game in ages. I think they'll be awesome to go see as a family.
Football, that's a great idea. That sounds like a lot of fun.
That's fun for you. But what if we had Brother and Sister Schneider over for a hot dog roast? They just got back from doing unassigned territory.
That's another good idea, Tess. Plus, I think the Schneiders would have some really good experiences from their assignment.
But honey, weren't you planning on watching the baseball game Saturday afternoon?
Yes, dear, that's my usual Saturday afternoon activity, but this week I'm going to forget about it. I want to do something special as a family, so I'm still looking for some more ideas. What about you, Reed? Do you have any idea?
No.
Oh, come on, you must have something you want to do.
Well, what about go-karting? I did ask you a while ago, and we never got around to doing it.
Yeah, go-karting, that sounds like a lot of fun. I remember you asking me about that. So what do the rest of you think? Is go-karting a good idea?
Yeah, I'd like go-karting. You know, I have a pass with a couple races already paid for. I could put those to use. It would be a great opportunity to teach you guys how driving's supposed to be done.
You wish. But yeah, it sounds like fun. I haven't done it before.
I think it sounds like a fun afternoon.
Yeah. And Mom, just to let you know, they don't allow turtles on the track.
Hey, I can beat you in reverse.
Okay, go-karting it is. But we'll save some of those other ideas for another day. And now I think it's time for dessert.
Isn't it true many or most family decisions are a matter of personal preference? To watch Game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, or to take the family out for a meal or perhaps some other activity? Well, here's an opportunity for husbands to again imitate Jesus by showing consideration, by putting the interests of others perhaps ahead of their own interests. A husband should also exercise their head in a reasonable way. What else made Jesus an effective head? Well, he honored those under his care. He treated them not as friends or not as insubordinates or lesser ones, but he treated them as equals. He even called them his friends. And notice he was proactive. He followed this example as described in Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. And notice the latter part in Romans chapter 12. And verse 10. In showing honor to one another, take the lead. See, when husbands show honor to ones in the family, when they take the lead in doing so, not only do they win the respect of the family members, but they also win the cooperation. And this is especially important when situations may become difficult. Maybe there's problems. It's at these moments that it becomes challenging to control our emotions. But remember, greater power is shown not by controlling others, but by controlling oneself. Proverbs 16, verse 32 says, "The one slow to anger is better than a mighty man, the one controlling his temper than the one conquering a city." Truly, when husbands are consistent in their family routine, when they're loving in their dealings with their family and they show respect, ultimately, they show honor to Jehovah, the source of their power.